Harper Audio presents The Perfect Lover by Stephanie Lawrence, performed by Katie Carr. Hell and the devil. Simon Sinster reined in his bays on the ridge high above Ashmore Village in Dorset. The village proper lay just behind him. He was headed for Glossop Hall, a mile farther along the leafy country lane. It was late July 1835. At the rear of the village cottages, the land rose steeply. A woman was following the path winding up the berm of what Simon knew to be ancient earthworks. The views from the top reached as far as the Isle of Wight. No surprise she hasn't anyone with her, either. Irritation mounting, he watched the dark-haired, willowy, ineffably graceful figure steadily ascend the rise, a long-legged figure that inevitably drew the eye of any man with blood in his veins. He'd recognized her instantly. Portia Ashford, his sister Amelia's sister-in-law. Portia must be attending the Glossop Hall house party. The hall was the only major house near enough from which to walk. A sense of being imposed upon burgeoned and grew. Damn, he'd yielded to the entreaties of his longtime friend James Glossop and agreed to stop by on his way to Somerset. Portia reached the crest of the earthworks and paused, one slender hand rising to hold back the fall of her jet-black hair. Lifting her face to the breeze, she stared into the distance, then letting her hand fall, walked on, following the path to the lookout, gradually descending until she disappeared from sight. Portia was not his sister, not his cousin. Indeed, she shared no blood at all. Wilkes, wake up, man. Simon tossed the reins at his groom, until then dozing behind him. Pulling on the brake, he stepped down to the road. Just hold them, I'll be back. Thrusting his hands into his greatcoat pockets, he strode the path that led upward, ultimately joining the path from the hall that Portia had followed. He was only buying himself trouble, a sniping match at the very least. Yet, leaving her alone, unprotected, from any wastrel who might happen along, was simply not possible. Not for him. If he'd driven on, he wouldn't have had a moment's peace, not until she returned safe and sound to the hall. He wouldn't be thanked for his concern. Portia had a tongue like a double-edged razor. No way one could escape being nicked. Women. He'd spent the entire drive west considering them. His great-aunt Clara had recently died and left him her house in Somerset. The inheritance had served as a catalyst, forcing him to review his life, to rethink his direction, yet his unsettled state had a more fundamental genesis. He'd finally realized what it was that gave his older cousins and his sister's husbands their purpose in life. Family, their own branch of it, their own children, their own wife. A scion of a wealthy, well-born family, he had a comfortable lot in life, yet what worth comfort against the lack of achievement he now felt so acutely? It wasn't his ability to achieve that was in question, not in his mind, nor he'd warrant in any other, but the goal, the need, the reason. These were the necessities he lacked. Great-Aunt Clara's legacy had been the final prod. What was he to do with a rambling country house, if not live in it? He needed to get himself a wife and start building the family he required to give his life its true direction. He hadn't accepted the notion meekly. For the past 10 years, his life had been well-run, well-ordered, with females entirely under his control. With countless discreet liaisons behind him, he was a past master at managing, seducing, enjoying and ultimately disengaging from the well-born matrons with whom he habitually dallied. With his active interest in the Sinster investment business, together with the distractions of society, his sexual conquests and the customary family gatherings to season the whole, his life had been pleasantly full. He'd never seen the need to linger at those balls and parties graced by marriageable young ladies. He was the last unmarried male Sinster of his generation. Stepping up to the top of the earthworks' outer wall, Simon paused. Sunshine winked on the distant sea. The silhouette of the Isle of Wight was distinguishable through a soft summer haze. Lip-setting, he walked on. For the past decade, he'd treated her with the same insistent protectiveness he applied to all the females of his family. She was his brother-in-law, Luke's sister. To his mind, Portia Ashford was family, his to protect. That much, at least, was unarguable. What tortuous logic had prompted the gods to decree that a woman needed a man to conceive? Portia stifled a disgusted "hm." That was the crux of the dilemma now facing her. She had never wanted a husband, never imagined that the usual path of a nice, neat, socially approved marriage, with all its attendant constraints, was for her. Never had she seen her future in such terms. But there was no other way. Stiffening her spine, she faced the fact squarely. If she wanted children of her own, she would have to find a husband.